there was a woman who was a very good customer at the butcher shop. And one day she came in and no one noticed that there was a criminal that was about to rob the store. And she screamed. And the criminal who was armed ran out. And the owner of the store, the butcher shop, said, "I'm so happy. I think you saved everyone's life today. When did you notice that there was an armed robber? Because none of us saw him." She goes, "I didn't scream at the robber. I screamed because I saw the price of the roast." Today, the invitation to a relationship with God is given to everyone who wants it. And the excuses that are provided are often given by us. "I have no time to pray because one of the virtues of American life is to be busy. How important am I? I'm so important, it's too busy for me even to breathe. That's how important I am. I jump from one situation to another." Well, there was a book written a few years ago with the title, "Too Busy Not to Pray." Because like breathing, prayer gives us that relationship with our God. Because what is most important in each of our lives? Isn't it the relationships that you have with your family, with your friends, with your God, and with your church? Those are the things that at the end of days you will say, "I wish I would have said something more to those that I loved. I wish I would have spent more time with them. And I wish I would have prayed more sincerely in church." These are the most important things in our lives. It is very easy to get caught up in the race and to forget what you are racing for. What is the goal? It is very easy to work for a family and forget to care for that family. So today, by your presence here, you have said to everyone, "I value enough to spend an hour of my time with you and with my God to proclaim to people, I believe, and every step of my life will be made better because of that faith and because of that prayer and because of my relationship with my God and his people." So I want to emphasize what I said in the Ukrainian sermon. When you're very young, your parents are like walking piggy banks. What can I get from them? Can you give me a car? Can you give me some money? Can you give me this? Can you please leave me alone? But before you leave, give me something else. And as you get older, you say, "Boy, these people gave so much of their lives to me. I want to talk with them. I wish they were alive today that I could tell them I love them and ask them some questions." In our prayer with God, when you're beginning, God is the same. Why doesn't he answer? Why doesn't he give me what I have on my menu? Prayer becomes simply a conversation which is one-sided. As you grow older, you begin to see that prayer is building this relationship with God and his people, and it is such a peaceful encounter because it puts your own life in the proper position. What is most important in your life? The relationship you have with your family, with your friends, and with your God. And today we are not here because of an obligation, because I had to. We are here because I say, I believe in God, and I believe my life is worth spending with you for this hour. And if you're thirsty, coffee afterwards. Slava Isusu Christu. Amen.